哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领，我们下午继续在这里纪念安息生日。
Hallelujah, we thank the guidance of our Lord, and this afternoon we can come here and worship Lord on Sabbath day.
愿主耶稣与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus abide with us and bless you all.
下午跟大家来学习以撒蒙神赐福。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual learning is Isaac receiving blessing from God.
我们先看一节圣经。
创世纪。Turn to the book of Genesis.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
创世纪十五章十四节。
Verse 14.
二十五章十四节。
Sorry, Genesis chapter 25.
这里。
Verse 14.
我们看到二十五章第十一节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 11.
十一节这里说，亚伯拉罕死了以后，神就赐福给他的儿子以撒。
Here it says, after Abraham's death, God blesses his son Isaac.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
We know that God has chosen Abraham.
神应许呀，要赐福给他。
And he also promised to him that he will bless him.
同时也应许呀，是地上万国都必因他得福。
He also promised him that all nations will be blessed because of him.
所以亚伯拉罕所领受的应许啊，是关系到地上万族万国的人。
And therefore, the blessing that Abraham had received pertained to the blessing of all nations on earth.
好，那么第一个承受神对亚伯拉罕所应许的福气。
And the first one who received the blessing from Abraham
就是以撒。
Is his son Isaac.
那么。亚伯拉罕死了以后，神就赐福给他的儿子以撒。
Here in verse 11 says, after Abraham's death, God blesses his son Isaac.
在这件事情上面呢，有关系到我们今天的众圣徒。
And this verse has close relationship with us as members today.
因为以撒跟我们关系密切。
Because Isaac has a close relationship with all of us here.
他所承受的。正是预表的今天呢，我们在基督里面的弟兄姐妹，神的儿女所要承受的。
And what Isaac received here from Abraham is what we as children of God will receive from our Heavenly Father.
所以我们必须从他的身上来学习教训。
And therefore, I'm going to learn from Isaac.
我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第四章
Chapter 4
加拉太书第四章我们先看到
Page 825 Book of Galatians Chapter 4
在第二十二节这里说
Verse 22
这个亚伯拉罕呢有两个儿子
For it's written that Abraham had two sons.
一个是使女所生的。
One by the slave woman.
一个是自主之妇人所生的。
And the other by the free woman.
好，那这个使女所生的就是以实玛利亚，她是按着血气生的。
And we know that the one born of the slave woman is Ishmael.
就是从人意生的。
He was born of flesh, is born of man.
血气也就是人的人意的意思。
And is born of flesh, is also born out of the will of man.
那自主之妇人所生的就是以撒。
And the other, which is Isaac, is born by the free woman.
是凭着应许生的。
And he is born as a result of a promise.
应许就是神的应许。
And his promise referred to God's promise.
也就是从神生的。
In other words, he is born of God.
夏甲所生的是从人生的。
Ishmael is born of Hagar, which is out of man's will.
撒拉所生的以撒是从神生的。
Isaac was born of Sarah, is out of God's will.
所以这两个预表。
So these are two prefigurations.
属世的儿女。
One is born of the world, the children of the world.
和属神的儿女。
One is born of God, the children of God.
那今天我们是属于哪一类？
And today, which part do we belong to?
同样是信耶稣。
We all believe in Jesus.
有属世的儿女。
There are children that belong to the world, and there are children that belong to God. We have to differentiate these two groups.
同样是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are all children of Abraham.
同样是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
We are all children, the son of Abraham.
但是不同母亲。
But we are born of a different mother.
差别就天跟地之别。
And this is a difference of night and day.
同样一位父。
They are the same father.
同样一位主。
They're of the same God,
但是不同的教会,
but they're of different church.
就会有天地之别,
and therefore, there is this difference of night and day.
我们到底是属于哪一类?
And which do we belong to?
一定要看得清清楚楚。
We have to see this very clearly.
好，现在我们看到二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
二十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 28.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Now you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise.
我们是凭着应许做儿女。
We are the children of promise.
跟以撒一样。
We're like Isaac.
有什么证明吗？
How do we prove this?
神应许，凭据有印记给我们做一。
God has His promise, He has His guarantee and seal.
啊，就是应许的圣灵。
And that is this promised Holy Spirit.
怎么样证明我们跟以撒一样？
How do we prove that we are like Isaac?
就是神赐给我们所应许的圣灵。
This is from the fact that God has given us a promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们很有把握，我们很清楚地知道我们是跟以撒一样。
Therefore, we are very confident and we are very clear that we are like Isaac.
我们是凭着神的应许做神的儿女，要来承受神的产业。
We are born of God's promise and we are born of His will to inherit His kingdom.
我们看到二十九节。
Verse 29.
说当时呢，按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的。
At that time, the son born in ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit.
按着血气生的，会逼迫按着圣灵生的。
Here it says that the son that is born in ordinary way, born of flesh, will persecute that born of the Spirit.
属灵的儿女一直都是处在受逼迫的地位。
The children, the spiritual children, will continue to be persecuted.
自古以来不会有属神的儿女去逼迫属人的血气的儿女。
And since history will never see children born of God's promise will persecute that children born of man.
古时候是这样子。
And it's the same since history.
现在也是这样。
And it's the same today.
虽然是这样子。
Although it's like this.
好像很吃亏哦。
It seems like we are taken advantage of since we are the children of God.
绝对不吃亏。
It is not so.
看三十节。
Verse 30.
然而经上是怎么说的呢？
What does the scripture say?
说把使女和她的儿子赶出去。
Get rid of the slave woman and her son.
因为使女的儿子不可以与自主之妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
For the slave's son will never share an inheritance with a free woman's son.
今天呢，我们虽然处在受逼迫的这种地位。
Although we live in the times where we are being continue persecuted.
好像很吃亏。
It seems like we're being taken advantage of at all times. However,
我们才是承受应许的产业的儿女。
We are the children of promise. We are the one who will receive inheritance from our Father.
所以今天呢，我们如果明白自己的身份
，Today, if we understand our status,
我们持守我们的信心
，and we hold on to our faith,
我们就要承受所应许的产业
，then we'll share an inheritance like Isaac.
好，我们看到第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
从二十六节看。
Verse 26 onward.
三章的二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
所以你们因信基督耶稣，都是神的儿子。二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。 二十八节。
Verse 28。
并不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。二十九节。
29。
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的人。这一段很清楚告诉我们。
In these verses, it clearly tells us
我们跟以撒一样。
That we are like Isaac.
今天我们相信耶稣基督。
Today we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
因为这个是主耶稣赐给我们的权柄。
Because this is the authority that our Lord Jesus has given us.
约翰福音那里说这一种人呢、啊，不是从血气生的。
Because the gospel says that these are the children that's not born of man's will.
所以他不属于血气。
Therefore, he doesn't belong to the flesh.
也不是从人意生的。
Is not born of a human's will.
也不是从情欲生的。
And not of human desire.
乃是从神生的。
But is born of God.
就是凭着应许生的。
Is born of the promise.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
所以我们是按着应许要来承受产业的。
Therefore, it's according to the promise that we'll share in the inheritance of God.
跟以撒一样。
Like Isaac.
哦，那以撒怎么蒙神赐福啊？
How does Isaac himself receive blessing from God?
我们就要来看一看。
And this is what we need to study today.
圣经上怎么说？
And what does the Bible have to say?
好，我们看到看回来创世纪。
Let's turn back to the book of Genesis.
创世纪二十六章。
Chapter 26.
看回来创世纪二十六章。
Page 18. Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章我们从第一节看到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
第一节看到第五节。这里亚伯拉罕死了以后啊，以撒开始他独立的生活。
Here it says that after when Abraham had passed away, Isaac started to live an independent life.
好，那么那个时候啊，在以撒所居住的这个地方啊，有饥荒。
At that time, the place where Isaac was living, there was famine in the land.
这次的饥荒跟亚伯拉罕刚到迦南地的时候是一样的。
And this kind of famine in the land was similar to the earlier famine of Abraham's time.
当时亚伯拉罕就跑到埃及去了。
At that time, we remember Abraham, he went to Egypt because of famine.
结果在埃及那边碰到危险，神的保护，回来之后又产生了家庭很多的麻烦。
And we also learned that after when he went down to Egypt, he met with many dangers and later on complicated a lot of his family life.
这个也要教训下一代说，说到埃及去啊，没有好结果。
This is also to teach next generations that nothing's going to come out good by living in Egypt.
好，那现在以撒呢，也碰到了这样的考验。
And now Isaac, he met with the same testing as his father.
好，看到第二节。
Verse 2.
就这个时候，神第一次向以撒显现。
This is the first time that the Lord appeared to Isaac.
他就告诉他这件重要的事情。
And said to him this very important instructions.
说你不要下埃及去。
And he said to him, do not go down to Egypt.
你要住在我所指示你的地。
But live in the land where I'll tell you to.
那你寄居在这个地方，我必与你同在，赐福给你。
And stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you.
因为我要将你这些地啊，都赐给你和你的后裔。
For to you and your descendant, I will give all these land and will confirm the oath I swore to your forefather.
我必坚定我向你父亲亚伯兰所起的誓。
And I'll confirm the oath I made to your father.
我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那么多。
In verse 4, it says, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
又要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。
And will give you all this land and through your offspring.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And all nations on earth will be blessed.
第五节。
Verse 5 it says.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
为什么神这么应许要赐福这么多的福气给他呢？
Why does the Lord, he promised to give so much blessing to Isaac?
第五节说。
Verse 5.
多因亚伯拉罕听从我的话。
It is all because that Abraham obeyed me and kept my
commandments. 遵守我的吩咐和我的命令律例法度。
For he has kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws.
从这一节圣经神要以撒明白一件事情。
And from all this that the Lord has spoken to Isaac, there's only one thing that he wants him to understand.
为什么今天我要赐福给你？
Why is that today? I want to bless you.
不要忘记你的父亲。
You must not forget your father.
上一代对你的印记。
The kind of guidance that your father had on you.
所以亚伯拉罕在神面前一切的表现。
The attitude and the whole life that Abraham had before God.
神很满意。
God was very pleased with him.
神要赐福给他。
He was very satisfied and.
同时，这个福气要临到他的儿子。
He once promised him with all this blessing, and all this blessing will continue until his son.
甚至于临到他的子子孙孙。
And even to his many generations that are to come.
因为神这么说。
This is because God said.
说爱我的。
For those that love me.
遵守我的命令的。
And obey my commandment.
我要爱他。
I will love him.
一直到千代。
Until many, many generations to come.
所以神要以撒明白这个道理。
And this is what the Lord wants Isaac to understand.
上一代带给你这样的福气。
The earlier generations has brought such a blessing on you.
那要做什么呢？
And what's all this blessing for?
一个人呢，不可以忘本。
You should never forget your source of blessing.
我以为哇，我现在得了这么多福气，这个是我自己得来的。
And be self-centered and claim that all things is from your own effort.
其实不是。
But this is not so.
是白白得来的。
You actually freely receive everything.
所以今天呢，神要以撒明白这个道理。
And this is what God wants Isaac to understand.
不要忘记父亲所留下的这些佳话。
That he should not forget all the blessing and that Abraham had received.
所以这个要以撒不要忘记父亲他的信心他的这个好品德。
The Lord wants Isaac to remember Abraham's faith and good deed.
所以神特别说你父亲是怎么样的好。
And that's why here, the Lord reminded Isaac of his father's Abraham's faith.
所以今天我不但赐福给你父亲，我还赐福给你。
And that not only I bless your father Abraham, I also will bless you.
从这里让我们知道一个人不可以忘本。
And here it says, and to remind us that we should never forget, we should always remember the blessing, the source of our blessing.
有一句话说，饮水要思源。
And the Chinese, there's a Chinese saying that goes that whenever you drink a drop of water, you must know where the source of water comes from.
做人呢，不可以过河拆桥。
And that whenever after when you cross a bridge, you should not destroy the bridge.
这一件事情也要让我们了解。
This is also to let us know.
这是两代之间的密切关系。
There's this close relationship between two generations.
祸福息息相关。
And because of the close relationship, blessing and curse go together.
我们参考一节圣经，箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
看箴言的十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
这有一节箴言说，第六节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 6.
箴言十七章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 6, page 460.
子孙为老人的冠冕，父亲是儿女的荣耀。
The children are a crown to the age and parents are the pride of their children.
这一节圣经让我们了解两代之间呢，这个是关系多么密切。
And from this verse, we can see this close relationship between two generations.
子孙啊，是老人的冠冕。
Here says, the children are a crown to the age.
父亲是儿女的荣耀。
And the father, the parents are the pride of their children.
冠冕跟荣耀是同样的意思。
The crown and pride are the same thing.
做儿子的会感觉到，我是谁的儿子，很荣耀。
As children, they will be filled with pride whenever they think of their father.
做父亲的说，我是谁的父亲，很荣耀。
And as father, they think of their children, they will feel with pride as well.
神，他向人介绍自己。
When God, he introduced himself to the people.
他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神。
He says that I'm God of Abraham.
非常荣耀。
And he felt very honored.
今天我们是不是也让神说我是某某人的神，哇，感到很荣耀，是不是？
Are we like this when we talk about our children?
这个就是儿女啊，是父亲的荣耀。
So from here we can see that children are indeed the pride of their parents.
所以我们从这个神对以撒的教育，给他一种教育很重要。
So from here, we can see the teaching that God has on Isaac is very important.
这个也是今天我们要接受的教育。
And this is the same kind of teaching that we should receive today.
我们今天在基督里面，这个要重视这个两代之间的这种关系。
Today in Christ, we must emphasize heavily on the relationship between two generations.
今天我做父亲。
Today I'm the father.
我要想到。
I must think of this.
我要让我的儿女在众人面前，在神面前。抬得起头来。
I want my children to stand up before the congregation and before God.
不是说我要有什么丰功伟业。
It doesn't mean that I must show some power or authority.
在神面前是一个蒙神赐福的人。
But rather before God, I want to be a father that is blessed by Him.
我父亲是蒙神赐福的人。
I'm a father that's blessed by God.
那做儿女的当然也要他的责任。
And as children, they too should have their own responsibility.
所以这个教育也要让以撒知道，你今天要为人之父了。
And this is a teaching that God wants Isaac to know that you're going to be a father one day.
你要负起对下一代的责任，像你父亲一样。
And as father one day, you're going to have the same responsibility to your children, just like your father had on you before.
这样的教训，这样的真理要一代传一代。
And this kind of teaching, this kind of truth should be passed on from one generation to another.
在亚伯兰离世之后，神向以撒显现，就告诉他第一件的真理。
And after when Abraham had passed away, when the Lord appeared to Isaac, this is the first instruction that the Lord taught Isaac.
今天我做人的父亲了。
Today as father,
我不但会时常想到上一代父亲对我的教训。
Today, as father myself, not only I remember many teaching that my father has given me.
同时我会想到我的一言一行是跟我的儿女有关系。
At the same time, I also know that whatever I say, all my deed and action will affect and influence my children.
因为这个是神的教训。
Because this is teaching from God.
这个就是今天我们一定要重视的。
And this is all the truth that we have to emphasize on.
我记得我小时候。
I remember when I was a little child.
我的祖母常常这样来教训我。
This is what my grandmother would always teach me.
就是你要敬畏天上的神，要做好孩子。
My grandmother would always teach me that you must honor and revere God in heaven and be a good child.
她说我祖母为你记得敬畏神，做善行，做好事。
And me as your grandma, I have to do all good deed and revere God my lives.
我没有这财产给你。
And these are all the inheritance that I can pass on to you.
但是我做更多更多的好事。
I continue to do many good deeds.
为了是什么？
What is this so? Why is this for?
天上的神赐福给你。
So that the God in heaven
will bless you. 这个是中国人的一个信仰的观念。
And this is a kind of the religious idea that Chinese people would have.
真正中国人的信仰是拜天的，是敬天的民族。
And the original faith of Chinese in the past, in ancient time, was that they are worshippers of heaven.
他的观念是顺天者昌。
They submit to God and will prosper in your life.
逆天者亡。
And their attitude, if they were to go against God in heaven, then they will be cursed.
这是中国人的最基本的信仰观念。
This is a basic religious idea of Chinese.
所以我从上一代接受这样的观念。
When I received this teaching from my grandparents,
当时我没有看到圣经。
That time, I have not read the Bible yet.
以后才看到圣经。
It was later on than when I read the Bible.
原来这个是圣经的真理，是神的教训。
Then I realized that this indeed is a teaching from God and His truth.
所以我们中国人说，为子孙积德胜过于为祖孙积财。
And therefore, a lot of Chinese will think that it's better to save up blessing for the children than to save up wealth.
积德的话是子孙的福气。
When you save up good deeds, then you will bring blessing to your children.
积财的话会成为子孙的祸患。
However, if you were to save up wealth, it may bring curse to your children.
都是中国人的正统的这个教训。
And these are the teaching of most Chinese.
实际上也应验这样的话。
And this kind of teaching is very much reflected from the Bible.
那今天我们神的儿女更要重视这个道理。
And today, as children of God, we must all the more emphasize on this kind of truth.
我们从选民的祖先亚伯兰开始，神就是这样的教训。
What Abraham has taught us.
好，今天我们跟以撒一样，我们是第二代。
As like Isaac, we are the second generation.
我们是承受神应许的子孙。
We are the generations that inherit the promise of God.
我们要把这段话牢记在心。
And we must always remember these instructions in our heart.
作为我们今天，我们是为人之父呢
？Today as father.
或者是为人之子呢
？Or as children.
我们都要牢记这一段。
We must always remember this.
神一定会赐福给我们。
Surely God will bless us.
这是第一点。
This is the first thing.
第二。
Secondly.
就是以撒接受了良好的教育。
The second thing that Isaac has received is that he has received very good education.
我们看到创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Chapter 18, page 12.
创世纪十八章十九节。
Verse 19.
十八章十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
神在这里这么说。
This is what God said.
说我眷顾亚伯拉罕的事，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属啊，遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
For I have chosen him so that he would direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him.
神是非常的照顾亚伯拉罕。
Here we see that God, the Lord, care for Abraham.
为什么要这样照顾他？
And why does he care so much for him and his family?
要叫他去好好的来教导他的众子他的眷属呢能够遵守神的道秉公行义做一个义人。
This is because he wants him to direct his children and his whole household to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is just and right.
这个是神对选民的这种教育的责任的托付。
And this is the kind of teaching that God wants his chosen one to pass on to the next generations.
是给父亲的一种责任的托付。
And this is a responsibility that God has passed on to Abraham as a father.
所以这个教育的责任呢，神是托付给父亲。
Therefore, this responsibility of teaching and educating is what God has entrusted upon a father.
如果父亲没有尽起责任，就没有人能再教导我们的儿女了。
If a father does not do his part and take on this responsibility, there will be no one to teach the children.
这个是一定要牢记的真理。
And this is a truth that we all have to carve it in our heart.
所以今天虽然说社会上教育非常的发达。
Although we see that the education is rampant in our society today.
但是家庭教育失败。
But in family, the education had failed.
这个世界成为什么样的一个世界？
And just look at the society we're living right now.
他们忘记了神的吩咐。
This is a society that had forgotten the instruction of God.
他们不明白神的吩咐。
This is a society that do not understand the teaching of God.
但是今天我们神的儿女不能够忘记。
But today, as children of God, we should never forget His teaching.
我们要重视这件工作。
We must emphasize on this area of teaching.
教育是在从家里开始的。
Education starts from a family.
要在家里完成的。
And it has to be completed within a family.
我们的儿女是不是能够成人，长大成人？
Whether our children will grow up and to be good.
就在乎我们是不是已经负起这个责任。
And it all depends on you as father whether you did take on this responsibility of teaching your children.
我们看箴言二十二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Proverbs chapter 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Page 464.
教养孩童，使他做当行的道。就是到老他也不偏离。
Train a child on the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
今天我们要教导我们的孩童。
Today we must teach our children.
在他孩童的这个时期。
While he was still a children.
就 完成主对亚伯兰所吩咐的这项教育的责任。
And while he is still a child, we have to fulfill the responsibility like what God has entrusted upon Abraham.
让他走在当行的道上。
That is to train this child in the way he should go.
敬畏神，遵守主的道，秉公行义。
To revere God, to respect Him, obey His commandment, and do what is just and right.
这是做父亲的责任。
And this is the responsibility as a father.
那他到老就不偏离了。
And so when he is old, he will not turn from it.
他就成功了。
Then he is considered successful.
他就真正的成人了。
And he is truly a grown up.
啊，社会上所给予的是一些知识上的教育。
We all know that all the society can teach us, but knowledge of the world.
所以。要在家庭里的完成这个责任。
And therefore, we have to fulfill this responsibility of religious education at home.
看到这个十五节。
Verse 15.
小孩的时候啊，是啊，是说愚蒙啊，蒙住孩童的心。
Folly is bound up in the heart of a child.
用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
But the rod of discipline will drive it far from him.
有些人爱自己的小孩。
We know some parents they love their children.
不忍心来管教他。
And they cannot bear to discipline their children.
危险。
And this is indeed very dangerous.
所以我们看到二十三章。
Chapter 23.
十四节。
Verse 14.
二十三章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 14.
你要用杖打他。就可以救他灵魂免下阴间十五节
15
我儿你心若存智慧我的心也甚欢喜这里告诉我们
Here it tells us
第十三节说不可以不管教你的孩童
Verse 13 it says that Do not withhold discipline from a child
你用杖打他他必不至于死
If you punish him with the rod, he will not die.
你用杖打他就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Rather, when you punish him with the rod, you will save his soul from death.
因为啊，那个愚蒙已经赶除了。
Because you already have cast out the folly.
所以我们的孩童心里已经有智慧了。
And when you cast out the foolishness, then within the heart of your son there is wisdom.
那这种智慧啊，就是敬畏神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of fearing God.
他就走在当主的道上。
And only then he will walk in the way that he should go.
到老都不会偏离。
And when he is old, he will not turn from it.
敬畏神的心是要从越小开始越好。
To train a child to revere God, you must start when he is very young.
很多其他什么深奥的道理啊，那是他是听不懂的。
Very profound truth he may not understand.
但是敬畏神的道理是越小越容易懂。
But to revere God, the younger a child, the more he will know how to fear God.
那它的功效在哪里
？What is its effectiveness?
就是那一根杖。
Is that rod?
啊，那根杖很宝贵。
That rod is very precious.
那个杖要在最幼小的时候用。
You must use the rod when the child is very young, and you can't use it when this child has grown up.
尤其在我们今天这个社会里头啊，到他会去告你的时候，你就不能用杖，用杖你糟糕。
Especially in our society here, we know that people will sue us when we use a rod.
在他还不懂得去告你的时候，你就用杖，就安全。
And, we should use a rod. Therefore, on our child, when we know our child will not sue us.
那么他长大，他懂得会告你的时候，你就不需要用杖，因为他不需要用杖的。
And when you know the child will grow up to be like a teenager, he knows how to sue you. By then, you know that you shouldn't use a rod.
你看这个，我们以前有这个牛轭啊。用竹子把它雕成的。
We know that in ancient in the past, the cow they bear the yoke which is made of wood.
如果不是从出来幼小的时候把它雕成，你就没有办法了。
If we do not make this yoke, when this cow was a little cow.
这种人的教育啊，是在孩童的时期。
Is likened to when we are teaching a children.
这个时间，这个时间过去了，你就没有办法了。
After a period has passed by, it is difficult to teach a child.
这个是圣经的真理。
This is the teaching from the Bible.
所以我们做父亲呢，要懂得怎么样教导自己的儿女。
Therefore, as father, we must know how to teach our own children.
那个小孩子一直顽皮顽皮，人家套餐弄都差别弄破了，怎么办？
And when we see our child being very mischievous and breaking down things of others,
开始烫一下，那就不会了嘛。
And then if you were to discipline the child and teach him,
But
if you dare not discipline your child, you can't bear to discipline your child, then the child will never learn.
所以两三岁他不懂事啊，他快快快，就被弄了，说了不可以，不可以还是可以啊，那不可以更可以，他根本不能分辨的。
And you must teach the child to do the right thing when he cannot differentiate from right to wrong.
但是这个烫下去会痛，他会知道，对吧？
And when you discipline the child and when it hurts him, then he will know the seriousness of the matter.
说你这个电线不要乱拔，不要乱拔，说电，电是什么？他不懂啊。
And for example, when you're teaching a child to be careful of electricity, the plug, he doesn't know the danger of the plug.
这个不可以乱摸，你是哦。 哦，他不下，以后不敢，绝对不敢。
But if you were to demonstrate it in front of him that you will be shocked from electricity, then he will be afraid and you will not dare to touch the plug.
就是神指示我们最简单、最有功效的教育的方法。
And this is one of the basic and the easiest way to teach a child.
但是当他懂事以后，你就不要随便用这个方式了。
Of course, when a child has grown up, you cannot use the same way to teach him anymore.
其实呢，那个时候也不需要用了。And
by that time, there's no need for you to use such a method anymore.
所以要在这个时候好好地教导我们的儿女。Therefore,
when your child is still very young, you must know all the more to teach your child.
那当他已经懂事了，怎么办？
And when this child has grown up,
那怎么样教导他？
Has grown up, how do you teach him?
看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章。
Chapter 6.
生命记第六章。 第六节。
Verse
6. 六章六节。 我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上, 也要殷勤教训你的儿女, 无论你坐在家里, 行在路上, 躺下起来, 都要谈论。
This commandment I give you today are to be upon your heart, impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
他懂事了，现在你把神的吩咐啊，我们本身要记在心里。
Now that your child has grown up, and as father, you must keep this commandment in your heart.
好，那现在这些小孩呢，他已经懂事了，他还在我们的身边。
And these children has grown up and they're still around us.
我们常常跟他谈话。
We must always talk to them.
这个谈话就像朋友一样了。
And talk to them like a friend.
两人同行，像这个亚伯拉罕跟以撒一样，两人一起同行，讲话。
It's just like Abraham and Isaac. They are talking, walking like friends, good friends.
这个时候不用杖了，不用杖了。不用。
Oh, at this time, there's no need for Abraham to use rod anymore.
很亲密，很亲爱的跟他说话，很好。
And they are very close, like good friends.
什么时候把握机会，躺下也谈，起来也谈，走路也谈，坐下也谈，这样啊。
And you take hold of all time, whether you're sitting down, you're lying down, you're walking, you talk to your children like your friends.
看创世纪22章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪22章。
Let's turn back to the book of Genesis, chapter 22.
那伯拉罕就是这样教育成功的。
Genesis chapter 22 and see how successful is Abraham as his father.
22章第六节。
Verse 6. Genesis chapter 22 verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的财放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。第七节。
Verse 7.
亚伯拉罕说父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说我儿我在这里。 以撒说：“请看，火已柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿啊。”Verse 8。神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。啊，这一段让我们看到这个父子之间的这种教育。From
verse 6 to 8, we see the educations that the father has on his son.
两人同行，他们要去拜神的。Both
of them were walking together because both of them are wanting to worship God together.
一边走一边谈话。They
walk together and they talk together.
虽然差100岁，但是很亲密。Although
they are 100 years apart, but they are very good friends.
没有什么代沟。
There is no generation gap.
今天我们在主里面没有代沟了。Within
Christ, there is no generation gap.
因为我们有一个共同的。 天天都谈不完的，谈一生谈不完的话题。
Because we have one common topic that we're never tired of talking.
如果谈世上的东西，要说很老古板了，我不跟你谈。
If we're going to talk about the fashion of the world, then we'll call our parents to be old-fashioned.
老人家说，年轻人就是这样子。
Then the parents will think that you youngster are like this.
年轻人说，老人家就是这样古板。
And then as youngster, you think that your parents are old-fashioned.
什么话不跟你谈了、
啊、？And because of this, then they will stop talking.
问你有没有用，你不知道啊。
Whatever I have to ask you about the world, you do not know.
所以世上。代国越来越深
and it's because of this thing the fat and trans world that gives a generation gap
但是今天在基督里面、啊、这个圣经的话神的道理、啊、是、啊、不会改变的永远长新的
however in Christ the words of God will never change and it always revive us
就成为两代之间、啊、非常好的一个桥梁
And these words of God become a very effective bridge between the two generations.
所以这就谈论神的道理啊，父子之间的关系就非常的好。
And it's through talking about the words of God that the relationship between the Father and the Son has come closer.
所以上一代就很容易把他的信仰、信心呢，来传给下一代。
And therefore, it's easy for the faith of the father to pass down to his son.
所以很自然的，这个是很自然在走路的时候完成的一个功课。
And this is a very natural process while they're walking, they're talking. He accomplishes task of teaching.
亚伯拉罕有没有刻意要去要上这一课？没有。
And Abraham, he did not take a special effort to teach his son.
但是很自然在走路，两个人同行的时候，以撒主动就问：“哎呀，父亲啊。”这是献祭怎么没有羊羔啊这样
But it's a very natural effort and process as we can see that Isaac asked his father where is this lamb for the burnt offering
这是很特殊啊
And this is very special
亚伯兰就把握这个机会了
And Abraham he answered
神必自己预备
He took hold of this opportunity and said God himself will provide
这个就是亚伯兰的信心了
And this is the faith of Abraham
现在我年纪这么大了我要赶快我把我的信心传给我的儿子
And now that I'm old in age, I must immediately pass my faith to my son.
结果就这样传过去了，这么简单啊。
And this is so easy how Abraham he passed his faith to his son.
所以下面那句话很宝贵啊。
And here, what he said here is very precious.
亚伯兰讲了这句话之后。
And after when he said this, God himself will provide.
圣经这么说。
This is what the Bible says.
于是二人同行。
And the two of them walk on together.
二人同行，二人同心呢。
And when two people walk together, they walk together with two hearts in one.
所以他们上到山上去啊，两个人呢、啊、就同心完成了神所吩咐的献祭。
And when they reached the place where God had told them on the mountain, both of them built an altar.
如果以撒的信心跟亚伯兰不一样
，If Isaac has a different faith as his father.
亚伯兰要绑他了，他跑掉了。
And if Abraham were to bound his son up, he would have ran away.
老人家哪里去追？老人家哪里追得到吗
？And as Abraham, as is an old man, he would not be able to run after his son.
好了，那没有办法献祭啊。
And so it will not be possible for him to sacrifice.
那祝福从哪里来
？And where the blessing will come from?
对，很简单的道理。
And this is a very simple teaching.
所以于是两人同心。
And we see here that two of them walk together with one heart.
所以上到神所吩咐的地方，就开始筑坛献祭。
And they reached this place that God has told them they built an altar.
完完全全按照神他亚伯兰的信心和神所预备的这样成全了。
And Abraham he do everything according to what God has instructed and his faith fulfilled it.
所以献完了祭啊父子两个人在那里接受神最大的赐福。
And after when they have offered the sacrifices, Both of them, the father and the son, has received the greatest blessing from God.
就是这样接过来的了。
And this is how this faith is passed on.
就是信心的传承，就是靠这种教育的方式。
And this is a way how you pass your faith from yourself to your son.
不是课堂上的了。
It's not in the classroom.
是在父子俩之间的这种谈话。
It is every day talking and walking.
不管坐在家里，说行在路上，就是谈、啊。
Whether you're sitting down, you're walking along the road, when you're inside or outside.
就这样，不知不觉这个信心就过去了。
It is true. This is a very natural process that your faith is passed on to your son.
这种教育是最好的教育。
This is the best way of educating.
也就是家庭教育。
It is a family education.
只有在家庭可能这样的教育。
It is only true at home in a family then you can teach your son like this.
所以你看，以撒就领受了亚伯兰的信心了。
And so we can see how Isaac he received his faith from his father.
好，那之后我们就看到以撒本身信心的表现。
And next we see the manifestation of Isaac's faith.
看到26章。
First, chapter 26.
看到26章，我们看一下以撒他本身信心的表现。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
这个神对他吩咐他不要下埃及去。
Here the Lord instructed Isaac, do not go down to Egypt.
这是给他一个信心 很大的考验。
And this is one of the greatest tests that the Lord had on Isaac.
这个神也是要借这样的机会看看这个以撒他所领受到的信心到什么程度。
And it's also through this test that God wants to see what's the level of Isaac's faith.
因为饥荒临到他按照人的这个立场看他们在那里是没有办法生存的。
And from the human perspective, of course, one can never live in a land when there's famine.
因为饥荒第一个没有水。
Because we know when there's famine, there's no water.
没有水你就没有办法生活了。
If there's no water, you cannot live.
在那没有草那些牛羊都死光光的。
Because if there's no water, there will be no pasture and all those herbs will die.
他怎么生存啊？
And those animals will not be able to live.
但是偏偏神说不要下埃及去。
But here we say that the Lord, he instructed Isaac not to go down to Egypt.
就住在这个饥荒的地方。
And to live in the land where there's still famine.
所以这个是信心的一个很大的考验。
And this is one of the greatest tests of faith.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
这个以撒就住在基拉尔。
So Isaac stayed in Gerar.
这是信心的表现，很简单，就是这么一句话。
And here we see this Isaac's faith.
这个是亚伯拉罕的信心。
This is Abraham's faith.
神说就是这样顺服。
If God has instructed him, he did so.
神对亚伯兰说：“你离开本地本族父家。”
When Abraham instructed him to leave his family and his homeland,
他没问什么话，他就离开。
He didn't say a word. He obeyed and he left.
到最后，神说：“将你所爱的独生子以撒带去献祭给我。”
And right to the time. The point when God instructed him to sacrifice his only son Isaac.
他一句话没有说，一大早带了就走。
And not with a second word, an earlier next day he brought his only son Isaac for sacrifice.
这个就是亚伯兰的信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
好，以撒终于也是一样。
And Isaac is like his father.
证明啊，信心有传下去。
And it's proof that this faith has passed on.
神这么说，我就这么做。
Whatever God has said, I will do likewise.
还有。不但是这样子。
Not only so.
这个以撒的信心还比亚伯兰更进一步。
Isaac's faith is of a higher level than his
father. 一代要比一代强才可以。
And we know that one generation should be stronger than previous one.
我们看到十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年就有百倍的收成，主赐福给他，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
Isaac planted the crop, and here it says that God blessed him, and he became rich.
这里以撒呢，说在那一地耕种。
Here it says that Isaac he planted.
这种信心呢、啊，是更进一步了。
And we can see that this faith is very advanced.
不是只有说我顺服神的命令，我不去，我就住在这里受苦，这样不是这样的啦。
It's not just obeying God and just staying in the land of famine and suffering there.
好了，神说不可以啊，不可以就不可以了。好了，不能去，好像小孩子，不能去，不能去就不能去，就闷闷不乐，关在房子里面这样，不是啊。
And if God doesn't allow me to go, then I'll just stay behind and suffer and be like a little children throwing tantrum.
因为神对他说，
But God said to him,
你住在这地，
You must stay here.
下面有一句话，两句话很重要。
And there's one very important word.
我必与你同在。
That he said, I will bless you.
我要赐福给你。
I will stay with you and I'll bless you.
以撒他明白这个道理啊。
Isaac, he understands this truth.
神与我同在。
God is with me.
要赐福给我。
God will bless me.
那我坐在家里怎么可能？
How if I will stay at home, how is this going to happen?
神要怎么样赐福给我？
How is God going to bless me?
我要去工作啊。
I have to go and work.
所以别人不工作。
If other people are not working,
我要工作。
I need to work.
别人说啊，这地方的种子没有用啊。
People will say that it's famine. How can you even plant a seed?
因为你没有神同在，所以你没有用。
Because you have no God with you, that's why everything is useless.
可是因为我有神同在，我种了就会有福气。
But because God is with me, when I plant, there will be blessing and there will be harvest.
别人种了不会长，我种了会长。
Other people may plant and will not grow, but if I plant, it will grow.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
所以别人不种，田地都是放在那边，啊，拼命种，我种，拼命种，种越多越好。
And because people, they do not have God, they may not plant, but you plant, and you will see there will be harvest.
奇怪，没有水怎么会长？奇怪。
It is a miracle. There's no water. How can any plant grow?But here it says that it grows to 100-fold, and they reap 100-fold.
就叫信心啊。
This is the faith of Isaac.
现在我们很多人呢，缺少这样的信心。
But a lot of us today have, is lacking in such faith.
好了，说不可以啊，不可以，这不可以，好吗？就这样。
And if God would tell us not to do, then we're just passively sitting at home and trying to be patient.
这样的信心呢，就消极的。
And this is a kind of passive faith.
好像我们的小孩子。
It's just a little child.
他要跟朋友到外面去玩。
And when the child want to go out to play with his friend,
父母说不可以出去。
And when the parents say no, you can't go out.
今天你不能出去，你要在家里。
Today you cannot go out. You have to stay at home.
哇，他不敢出去了。好，
of、
他顺服啊。
The child will not go out, and he will listen to you and stay behind.
不错，还很乖哈。
And it seems like he's very obedient.
但是关在房间里头啊，在那里就是睡觉。
But he may just close himself in the room and just go to bed.
这样有什么用？
And what's the use?
没有出去要睡个大觉。
He is not going out. He is still staying at home and go to and sleep.
如果他是一个真正顺服的父儿女啊
，If this is a child that's truly obedient,
我啊不出去啊，我就不出去。
If I'm not going out, then I'll not go out.
那他知道啊，父母喜欢我做什么
？And he knows what will please his parents.
他不让我出去，他让我留在家里，到底要干什么
？And if he doesn't allow me to go out, what does he want me to stay at home for?
我要好好把我的功课做得好。
I need to do my homework well.
他就好，把这个时间利用去做功课。
So he'll make use of his time to finish his homework.
你看这个父母看到会怎么样
？And if the parents will see this child,
哇，心里一定非常满足。
Of course, his parents will be very content.
妈妈说，我到市场上去看，我儿子喜欢吃什么，我去买。
And the mother will think that let's go see what is good in the market. I'll get something good for my son.
这个做父亲的说，哎呀，我儿子最喜欢的一样东西，我去。我去找，我去找。
And the father will say that I know what my son likes best. I should go out and buy that best thing for my son.
好了，功课做完了，晚上哇，好东西，他们都看得高兴啊。
And when the son finishes homework at home, and the parents come back with all things that he likes, I'm sure the son will be very happy.
吃过完之后，父亲把这个最好的东西拿，哇，高兴，更高兴，意外高兴啊。
And the happiness the son will have will surpass his expectations.
Isaac 就是这样。
Isaac's like this.
这个就是我们的模范。
He is our model.
今天呢，我们要做给神高兴。
Today we must do things that please our God and make our God happy.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他会时时刻刻给你意外的平安，意外的惊喜。
He will continue to give you blessing that surpass your understanding and your surprise.
这就是以撒的信心。
This is the faith of Isaac.
他父亲没有教他。
God, his father not.
但是他接受他父亲的这种对神的信心。
His father, he has received a faith from Abraham.
他把它发扬光大。
And he manifested.
所以得到神百倍的赐福。
And with this, he reaped 100-fold of blessing from God. Not only so.
他在这个做人上面呢，更表现出他那种完全的信心了。
As a person himself, he also manifested a man of faith.
大家都穷了，他发达了。
We can see that everybody was very poor, but he became very wealthy.
外来客啊，在我们这里发达，眼睛就红了。
And we can see that people will become very jealous because he has grown to become wealthy.
这个人之常情嘛。
And it's a very common thing for man to feel jealous.
本来就是这样子嘛。
And this is what we see in the world today.
所以当地人就嫉妒他，欺负他。
And because he became very wealthy, the neighbors become very envious of him.
这个时候，以撒显出他神儿女的那种信心表现。
And it was at this point that Isaac, he showed his as a man of faith, as children of God.
他相信神。
He believed in God.
神与他同在。
And God was with him.
神要赐福给他。
God is going to bless him.
我不需要跟你们这些人计较的了。
So he need not have to go out and fight with the rest of the world.
因为我是神的儿女。
Because he know that he is a child of God.
他怎么跟这一些孤儿在那里抢东抢西呢
？And so he shouldn't go out there and be fighting with the orphaned of this world.
不需要的。
There's no need for that.
所以啊，那些人怎么欺负他都好，没有问题。
And no matter how those people was taking advantage of Isaac,
你们要就给你。
He was just given all that they wanted.
那对这个非利士人他有什么契约呢？就把他生活最重要的水井把它占。
And we can see here that the Philistine they took hold of the well.
开始填了，他在挖，就来争来抢。
And whenever Isaac he dug a well, the Philistine will stop it and fill it up with earth.
一而再，再而三，这样。
And once again and again, the Philistine will do this to Isaac.
都不跟他们计较。
But Isaac he never said a word.
要给你，我再去挖。
And if you were to fill up every of the well that I've dug, I will keep on digging.
每一次挖下去就是活水井。
And with every part that he will dig, there will be well of water.
为什么？
Why is that so?
神与他同在，神赐给他。
Because God is with him and God blessed him.
非利士人不可能这样随便挖一个活水井，不可能的。
And it's impossible for the Philistine to dig in a valley and discover a well of fresh water.
但是以撒他就是不跟他们计较。
But because Isaac he never quarreled with them and God blessed him.
所以到最后啊，他就挖了一口活水的井。
And finally, Isaac, he discovered a wealth of fresh water.
他们不敢来了。
And the Philistine, they dare not come again.
哦，以撒很高兴。
And at this point, Isaac was very happy.
神赐给我宽阔的地方，我必在这里发达昌盛，所以叫做利和伯。
And because God has blessed me in this place, and therefore I shall just call this place Jehovah.
那么那一天晚上他到这个别是巴去。
At that night, he went to Beersheba.
在那里，那天晚上，神向他显现。
And when he went out to Beersheba, that night the Lord appeared to him.
神给他嘉奖，给他鼓励。
God came and encouraged him.
对他说啊，说我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神。
Again, God said, "I'm the God of your father Abraham."
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我必与你同在。
For I am with you, and I will bless you.
给他很大的鼓励。
He gave him great encouragement.
就是这样表现，这个就是好。
And this is how good your father is.
我这个孩子表现得太好了，很高兴。
And it's the same like you as child.
给他加强他的信心。
And because you has done well, he was here to encourage your
faith. 人家对你怎么样，就是这样，不用怕。
And no matter how people will do to you, you must have faith.
你父亲亚伯拉罕的神与你同在。
Because I'm the God of your father, I'm with you.
这个以撒得到更大信心，更得到加强。
And so we can see that Isaac's faith was again strengthened by God.
吩咐仆人再去挖一口井。
And he instructed more of the servant to dig another well.
风风火火又一口水井。
And again, the well, whatever they dug, will come fresh water.
过几天看到那些欺负他的人，大家联合起来都来找他了。
And later on, all those people who were against him gathered together and came and looked for him.
我们看到二十七节。
Verse 27.
这个以撒对他们说：“你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么还要到我这里来呢？”
Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me since you were so hostile to me and sent me away?"
他们说了。
They answered,
说我们明明看见神与你同在。
We saw clearly that the Lord was with you.
明明看见的。
We saw very clearly.
所以现在来找他要跟他和好啊。
And that's why they are here and they want to make a sworn agreement with them.
那在二十九节啊。
In verse 29.
说我们彼此之间呢都和睦相处。
And they said, "Let us make a treaty and have a harmony between us."
说你是蒙主赐福的啦。
And that now you are indeed the one blessed by the Lord.
仇敌都看见这件事情。
Even the enemy themselves, they see with their own eyes that Isaac is the one that's blessed by God.
你看神多么的高兴。
You see how happy is God.
神都有荣耀。
He has this honor and glory.
以撒真是蒙神赐福的。
Therefore, Isaac is the one that is blessed by the Lord.
我们看箴言十六章。
Let's turn the book of Proverbs.
箴言十六章。
Chapter 16.
箴言十六章第七节。
Verse 7.
箴言十六章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7.
人所行的若蒙主喜悦主必使他的仇敌与他和好。
When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemy live at peace with him.
我 我们从以撒的身上看见了。
And this is what we learn from Isaac.
今天我们活在这个世上。
Today we live on this earth.
没有仇敌。
There's no enemy.
只要我们行的是神所喜悦的事。
As long as we do things that are pleasing to the Lord.
神都会让我们的仇敌与我们和好。
Our Lord will make even our enemies to live at peace with us.
不管在家庭、在教会、在社会都一样。
Whether it's at home, at society, at church, it's the same.
持守我们对神这种信心。
As long as we hold on to the faith from the Lord.
我要行神所喜悦的事。
That we want to do things that's pleasing to the eyes of the Lord.
别人对我怎么样，不管他。
And no matter what people want to do unto me, is none of what I should worry.
到时候神会赐福给我，并且呢，叫我的仇敌跟我和好。
Because the time will come when the Lord will bless me and my enemy will live at peace with me.
我相信这句话。
And I believe this word.
因为这是以撒的信心。
Because it's the faith of Isaac.
所以在教会里面也是会碰到的。
And this is the same at church today.
怎么无缘无故这个人一直在找我麻烦？
Why is that without reason? There will be a particular person who is always looking out for me and giving me a lot of trouble.
一些弟兄姐妹说，这个人是要怎么对付他？
And then you will hear people telling you how you should deal with a person who caused you so much trouble.
我想到大卫。
But whenever I think of David,
示梅在骂他打他的时候，他怎么说？
And when you think of the enemy Shimei, when he was rebuking David,
这是神叫他来的。
God asked him to come.
你去骂大卫。
And rebuke David.
谁能说你为什么这样骂我？
And he said, "How can you rebuke me like this?"
所以我感谢神啊！我说这个神，主耶稣叫他来这样对我的。
Every time when meet with trouble, I know that is God that sent this person to me.
那么这样，主耶稣给我这样的，要学习什么功课啊？
And what lesson does the Lord Jesus wants me to learn?
主耶稣说，我不是说你们要去爱仇敌吗？逼迫你们为他祷告吗？
Didn't the Lord says that you must love your enemy and to pray for them for those who persecute you?
那这个道理你要不要学习啊？
And if this is the truth, will you not learn it?
我说主，我要学习。
And I said to the Lord, I'm willing to learn.
但是我祷告说，主，你加给我力量，不然有时候我会人是血气啊，我啪起来就糟糕了。
But in my prayer, I asked the Lord to give me strength because I know I live in flesh.
那我就学不会了。
And I will not learn it well.
所以一直靠着祷告，圣灵的帮助，我就学会。
And therefore, I'll continue to pray and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我就看到像以撒这样的情况。
And that I will learn and see this same situation as Isaac.
经过没有多久，那个本来就一直在找我麻烦，现在拼命在帮助你。
And after a period of time, those people who are always giving you trouble are the one who end up helping.